So the initial symptoms can be quite nonspecific. So patients may complain of shortness of breath. They may feel fatigued. They may feel weak. Less commonly, symptoms that we see include dry cough or any evidence of like exercise-induced nausea or vomiting. In terms of more advanced symptoms, and this would suggest more progression of right ventricular failure, these symptoms include abdominal distension, evidence of any ankle edema, sometimes some chest pain or angina, as well as some lower extremity edema. Teasing out other diseases or comorbidities, so looking for any hemoptysis, looking for any hoarseness or wheezing. As Dr. Tapson mentioned, in scleroderma patients, we'll be looking for other clues, including telangiectasias, which are these spidery blood vessels that can happen on the face, happen on the hands, for example, any evidence of digital ulceration or any evidence of skin thickening or sclerodactyly. In patients with interstitial lung disease, inspiratory crackles can be helpful. And then certainly in patients with liver disease and other illnesses, you can see the list here.